Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should be favored. This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost the Bucs. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down, Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Cheetah in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it. Do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots, and Tom Skerritt walks out, and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
How about Mr. Mac Morey on that nice open that you'll hear at the top of every hour? Because here we go again, folks. You had all week to prepare. Kansas City, Buffalo, here we go.
Let's do this, baby. Woo. Let's go 10-0 and beat the Buffalo Bills and essentially, Dusty, wrap up the AFC this weekend.
That's the only reason why I want the dub, Bob. Yep. I just want it to be over with so we can cigar it and cocktail it in the brandy room for the last 6 weeks of the season.
Absolutely. And with Carolina coming up next week, we can take the week off and talk about the great places to have whoopee instead of talking about a football game, right? I kid. No, I'm serious. But no, you win this week and it's over, brother. It is. I mean, like, it's done this week.
You
beat this team this weekend. You moved to 10-0.
I want to pay him back.
Buffalo's got three losses.
Yeah.
Plus the loss to you. You're up essentially four games with seven to go. Is that what it is, right? Seven to go after this one. So
week
I'm doing
10.
The math.
Yeah.
So you're up four with seven to go. That's pretty much all she wrote when it comes to the AFC.
You have Carolina and Vegas on your schedule.
Exactly.
I don't think you're losing those games. Denver is there, which
right.
That's a week 18 game, could be irrelevant. Chargers are here. You're
right.
Not losing that game at home.
Sunday night game, probably not.
Not nope. A chance.
And then the Pittsburgh one is going to be very interesting. And you and I walked in this morning going, what the hell's going on with the Steelers right about now? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger surprise, Steelers or Eagles?
I think the Steelers are the bigger surprise right now. I absolutely do, because nobody thought Russell Wilson was going to be
resurrected.
Anything. His numbers over the last month, our friend Ben Maller said this morning, are better than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Now, if you would have had money on that, you'd be a millionaire probably today, because this guy, Russell Wilson, has played out of his mind over the last 4 weeks. It's amazing how Mike Tomlin has kind of rebooted him, but it also is amazing. I mean, watching Thursday Night Football last night, the hell's going on in Philadelphia all of a sudden? They're sitting at 8-2, and the Redskins, Washington football team, Commanders, whatever their name is at this point in time, they've now lost two in a row. Have they won since the Hail Mary? Have they won since the Hail Mary game against Chicago? I don't think they have, right?
They had a bye week, and they've lost the last 2 weeks.
They've lost their last two.
They lost to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Yeah, and then Daniels with the big interception and two touchdowns in 20 seconds by Saquon Barkley, who's just been, we were talking about rejuvenating his career, right?
That's why running backs are closers, man. That was Wade Davis, two middle fingers, 99 on the black. See you later. We're getting out of here.
We're done, man. Yep. We are done. And Philadelphia now sitting at 8-2, and they're looking at one of the premier teams, and you're probably thinking about you know, Philadelphia and Detroit in the NFC Championship game right about now.
I'm pretty sure they're going to fire their kicker.
That game should have been over a long time ago last night. Speaking of kickers, we'll get into the Chiefs kicker a little bit
situation.
later. Tough news yesterday. But no, this is, guys, I'll be honest with you. Everybody, I think, should take time to talk about this matchup. This is the one I love every year.
Yeah, I do too.
It's consistent. It's true. It doesn't really do a whole lot in the regular season, but like, it actually does. Last year, it had a lot of implications on the number one seed.
Yep.
Guess what, fellas? This game pretty much will let you know who's going to get the one seed. I know Buffalo can still win and the Chiefs are in the driver's seat and have control, but it puts a little more added pressure to the Chiefs the rest of the way. Right now, if the Chiefs win this game, they have no pressure.
Right.
I mean, I get it. Houston, Pittsburgh, we're maybe getting a little cocky, but that's two games. Say, catastrophically, you lose both of those games, you would still finish the season 15-2.
Right.
Buffalo, if I can be honest, already has two losses.
Right.
If they lose to the Chiefs, they'd have three losses. You still have the tiebreaker overall schedule.
You have a month-long tiebreaker
over
Buffalo.
That's just a little tiny fragment of how the comfortability stat works. The other thing, too, is that, like, this is what I love. This is why I go to sporting events. When I went to high school football, I knew that game was going to be good because the competition was going to be there. Blue Springs was not as good as Blue Springs South this year. Clearly, Blue Springs South, way better. They play Liberty tonight, Blue Springs South. And the thing about this is, like, this game between the Bills and the Chiefs, there's so many different layers. This is Mahomes versus Allen. This is, you know, last year versus this year. This is the heated rivalry in the AFC. This is, in my opinion, New England versus Indianapolis, if you want to continue the New England rivalry or the New England narratives with this Kansas City Chiefs team. Now, again, did Peyton win in the playoff or in the regular season sometimes? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did he win in the playoffs?
Never.
Not very often.
Maybe once or twice in the postseason, right?
You know, you might drop a game in the regular season to the Bills, but you always seem to find a way in the playoffs. You did it last year. You're going back to Oracle Park. Not Oracle.
Orchard
Park. Not going to play basketball, but you're going back to Orchard Park where everything last year was so Chiefs heavy. You think we're ready for this game? They're ready for this game.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that you'd be fired up for this game if you're Buffalo, because this is where Jason Kelce ripped his shirt off.
Yep.
This is where people threw snowballs at Patrick Mahomes. This is where they were not supposed to go on the road and not supposed to win.
Right.
And now here they come back uninvited, unwelcomed, and it's Friday before the game, and guys, I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I love this game.
I'm so
every
fired
year
up for it. And one of the big reasons why I love it, too, and this is going to sound so weak, and maybe it's me with the old age a little bit, the respect factor on both sides is so good. Like, these two teams truly do respect each other, and I think the fan bases, for the most part, truly respect each other, right?
Can you change your opinion after this weekend about Burrow and Allen?
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
If Allen goes out there and pistol whips 31-37 for 320 and two touchdowns and wins.
Yeah. But did he do it in January?
That's fair.
I mean, I still got to see Josh Allen do it in January, you know, when it matters most. But Chris Jones.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
said something yesterday that he goes, we're not just playing the Bills, we're playing their fans. And when I heard that, I'm like, okay, it's fired up time. You know these guys are ready to go because you're going out there and you're playing against these fans. And the last time you saw them, they were pelting you with snowballs as you were trying to do a post-game interview grown with Tracy Wolfson. Yeah, right. Like grown men are throwing snowballs at other grown men because you beat them in a postseason game. And that's just a couple of fans. You had those, you know, those asshat fans in every city,
We've
every stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see the fight the other day?
The security guard.
Yeah, I mean, like it's all over the place. It happens. You get a couple cocktails in, everybody loses their mind, right? Every game.
Fireball, dude.
I tell you what, if you lose your voice, every game that there is snow, there are snowballs being thrown. So I'm not gonna signal out a couple of Buffalo fans and go, oh, they're bad fans or anything like that.
No, but you gotta be really pissed. Be like, man, screw that guy.
Oh God, yeah, you're pissed. Well, I mean, wouldn't you be if you kept losing to the same damn team every year?
I'd added some yellow to it.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. I mean, you sound like I was when I was a child. Let's pee in the snow and throw it at each other. Okay, Nino and Michael, let's go.
My mouth's open.
I love the respect factor in this game too. Like I think truly for the most part, both fan bases really respect each other. And at the end of the game, it's like it's a prize fight. You can shake hands and hug and embrace and, you know, really respect each other. And, you know, if you're a script follower in the NFL, some would say they probably are leaning towards Buffalo because if Kansas City wins this and starts to run away with the AFC, it doesn't make the rest of the season all that compelling, but it actually does. From 2-7 is very compelling right now in the AFC, and having an undefeated team and a team going for a three-peat with an undefeated record, I think is more compelling than having a little bit of a race down the stretch for the NFL. And you tell me what's going to bring more viewers to the TV. The Chiefs every week trying to go undefeated, or the Chiefs trying to hold off Buffalo at the end of the year for the one seed. People are going to come to the television and they're going to watch a team that's going for history. We like stuff we don't see all the time, right? It's like why people are going to watch the Mike Tyson Jake Paul event. I'm not even calling it a fight event because we haven't seen that before. We've never seen a YouTube star get into a ring with maybe the guy who throws the hardest punch in the history of the universe, right? You want to see something like that. This is why it's important for the Chiefs to continue to win from an NFL standpoint, because it's something we haven't seen before. We've never seen a team go undefeated and a three-peat in the same year. And to have both of those happen and have the Chiefs cemented as the best team in the history of the NFL, you know the league wants that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this game plays out. I think it's going to be a barn burner. I think it's probably going to come down to the last possession.
Like a field goal?
Yeah, maybe. I hope not for us, you know, type thing. But we'll talk about that in a second. But I just think it's going to be an unbelievable game. Like, I am really, really excited about this one. And quite frankly, Dusty, after talking to a bunch of people in Buffalo this week, I feel like we're more excited for this game than the folks in Buffalo are right now.
No doubt. Mac, what's this game mean to you?
Man, this is it. This is the season right here, man. I'm excited. I mean, this is, I feel like a lot of people are kind of pining. I feel like we've talked about all season, just waiting for that Chiefs loss, waiting for that Chiefs loss. And if Josh Allen gets the best of Mahomes, you're just waiting for the national media to come down on this Kansas City. Oh, there it is.
Right.
Could happen to the Broncos. Could happen to the Falcons. This team's fake. So I think a lot's riding in this game. And that, not that it matters what the national media says, but just for us in here, just to be like, you know what? Screw you guys. This win will mean a lot in that way.
That's what it's about. Telling everybody to F off.
Yes, exactly. You
know? Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah. You know what? F you, man. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear people try to tell us that the Chiefs aren't that good of a football team when they're winning games this year with basically all of their weapons hurt and now one of their biggest weapons hurt, you know, in Harrison Butker.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.